Hello again, this is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 66 of a 260 chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen since 1946, the WHKP years. It's patterned after the great Frank Fitzsimmons series dealing with the early history of the area, and we call this simply Where Fitz Left Off. This is National Library Week, so we have names like Kaywood, Etkin, Sauer, Courtney, but most of all, Morris Kaplan. In doing this series, I find myself rummaging through documents in the Register of Deeds office, the Clerk of Court's office, our old tape archives here at WHKP, personal files, and, of course, the Henderson County Public Library. If I had no other purpose in going into the library, it's a great place for people watching. You see some folks there every day, even sitting in the same chair. You see folks come armed with briefcases and notebooks, reaching to the font of knowledge for some project, some investment, some lineage in a genealogy chart. There's one young man I see frequently who unloads his coat on the floor, props his legs over the arm of an easy chair, puts a book in his lap, and promptly goes to sleep. I noticed last week one of the maintenance men was placing plaques on the top shelf of the library in the genealogy room, plaques honoring Ann Sample, the Henderson County Commissioner's in office when the library was built. Walter Pike, one plaque to the library board members of 1968 through 70. There were two Fitzsimmons on that board, Frank Sr. and Jr. Ben Foster, Dan Gibson, Ralph Harrington, Walter Pike, and Morris Kaplan. Young Fitzsimmons and Morris Kaplan were the only two members of that board still listed on the 1992 board. Everybody knows Morris Kaplan is in Hendersonville because of his wife, the lovely daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Lewis Williams, Ann Williams. Ann is a sister of Sammy and Jake. Now, Morris had done his basic training in wool ODs at the Fleetwood Hotel on Miami Beach back in World War II. And just as basic was ending, and after roasting in those hot woolens in the summertime in Miami, they were issued summer cottons and shipped in the dead of winter to Madison, Wisconsin to attend radio school. It was there he was befriended, when he was down with the flu, by a young man, obviously a southern boy, and the friendship flourished. The young man, Sammy Williams, was a prolific letter writer, and having been shown by Sammy one day a picture of his sister Ann, he asked on one occasion to maybe let me add a few lines at the bottom of one of Sammy's letters. It had ended up in an idyllic romance, which led this young Scranton boy, a graduate of St. Thomas of Aquinas, now the University of Scranton, to pull up stakes and move to Hendersonville. And so he joined the Lewis Williams family and became active in about every civic function in the community, Kiwanis Club, Chamber of Commerce, Merchants Association. In fact, he served as president of most of those organizations. He was on the Northwestern Bank Board, later on the board of First Union, took a strong leadership role in the Agudas Israel Synagogue. But back in 1968, when County Commissioner Gene Staton asked Morris if he would serve on the Library Board of Trustees, that commitment he made back then he has honored for all these past 28 years. His first meeting with Ms. Elizabeth Marshall, the librarian back then, was in the basement of the little building on King Street, where she kept her feet up on a fruit box because there was water standing in the floor. Morris watched impatiently the building of that new structure on the old Freeze property on Washington Street. He couldn't wait for it to be finished. And then 20 years later, he would see the multi-million-dollar expansion and renovation of the existing structure, which would make any community four times the size of our town bask in pride. He remembers being handed the check by Mr. Russell Kaywood, and when he looked at the amount, he almost keeled over. He'd never seen a check for over $1 million. Mr. Kaywood retired here from a career in utilities. There was a gift from Mr. and Mrs. Richard Sauer. He said Mrs. Sauer just sat down and wrote him a check for $50,000. There were gifts from Donald Stewart Atkins and Dudley Courtney, and then support from the county, the Friends of the Library. And over a year of chaos of trying to run a first-rate library from an abandoned hosiery mill, they finally have that beautiful facility of today. Next time you walk into the library, maybe this week during National Library Week, glance to your right. You'll see the Morris Kaplan Auditorium. What you won't see is the absolute and total dedication of this man, Morris Kaplan, who's been a member or chairman of the Board of Trustees for almost 30 years. Another great friend of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here with a good sense never to leave, and a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum Corda as we approach the next 50 years.